Stats SA indicating that in 2018, the tourism sector directly accounted for 2.8% of real GDP, amounting to about 139 billion rand. And this was projected to grow to 145.3 billion rand. The World Travel and Tourism Council paints a much rosier picture. It puts the sector at 425 billion rand, which is 8.6% of GDP. One in 22 people working in South Africa in 2018 were employed in the tourism sector. And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a devastating impact on the sector. 200 million rand has been set aside by the department for the relief fund. There will be disbursements of once-off 50,000 rand grants per entity, which equals about 4,000 entities. More than 90,000 jobs to be lost in Cape Town alone, according to Cape Town Tourism and entities in this part of South Africa. Joining us on the line now is the Minister of Tourism, Minister Mamologo Kubayi Ngubane. Minister, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
The President, continuing with his process of consultation with various sectors, at the last address to the nation, he indicated that by the end of May, we will move to level three. That meeting took place, and I know you can't share details of it, but was it a positive meeting with the President yesterday?
Yes, definitely. We had a meeting with the President, and maybe just to give a context, we've been working together as the department with the sector through TBCSA and various platforms. We've had engagement with other groups like tour guides and all that, just to get feedback, but also from our side having learned the requirements from health, starting to assist with the sector to put together protocols that would enable to de-risk the sector and allow it back into operation. So the meeting yesterday with the President was precisely to be able to say as a sector, this is where we are in putting protocols, which areas, because we went subsector by subsector, and the leadership of the sector presented as well to the President their challenges, their frustration, what is at risk in terms of the jobs that we are about to lose or we are losing in the tourism sector, but also the threat to the businesses that have been built over years because they are not able to service debts. They are not able, even including some of the bigger operators who are not able, or bigger companies who are not now able to provide the necessary support to the SMME, so which will eventually lead to the burden again to government. So that was also presented. But also what was presented is what the sector proposed in terms of what should be in level three. You'd know that previously the communication on the regulations put the sector quite very far. And that's why we had to work around the clock to try and improve the protocols and the safety to assure everybody that is working, including the Department of Health, that as a sector we would be responsible and would be able to assist in ensuring that we don't spread the virus. So the sector presented those areas in terms of subsectors. You talk about the accommodation, the need for traveling, interprovincial movement, the request for restaurants, the request for car rentals, and all those were presented to the President. The operating of casinos and shared how that would be in terms of practically, if you are to do social distancing, how will that happen? So all those were shared as well, including with the President. In the meeting we were joined, I had requested two colleagues in Cabinet to join us who have been supportive. Minister Mandashe, who is the co-chairperson with me in the economic cluster, because this is my sector, so we needed him as one of the chairs to listen to what the sector says, and also Minister Mbuwini.
Do we have a handle on what sort of numbers are we looking at as far as job losses are concerned, as far as businesses needing to shut down, depending on what the worst case scenario is of the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on the sector?
Yeah, what we have estimated is that if we do not get any operation at least by September, we'd have lost between 500,000 to 600,000 jobs in the sector.
That is a staggering number.
It is. Actually, it's quite frightening. That's why our concern is to say let's see what we can do to get the sector back on track.
And did the president give any sort of idea? I imagine whatever was discussed and whatever proposals you would have pitched to him will now need to be taken to the National Coronavirus Command Council and, of course, a full cabinet meeting before any decisions are made. But did he give any hint, or at least did the industry say, we'd love to see this part of the sector opening up as early as level three?
No, what was fortunate, because we've been part with the sector engagement. Quite a number of the issues were already presented to NCCC by us as the department. So President was aware of the issues and could guide in terms of broad principles. What is possible, what is not possible. And also, you know, the issues around what can be done and the value chain. So there were tasks, I think in the coming week we will share. For example, what we do, one of the concerns that he raised in that meeting was if we open too much faster, for example, the issue of transport. We have a transport system that is a bit of a challenge, where if all sectors come into full operation, it means the trains will go back to being packed, the buses being packed. Will social distancing be a possibility? So those are some of the things that was flagging to say this is our concern in terms of allowing fully the operation of the sectors, all of them, not only in tourism. And also he reiterated that as a sector, we are a people sector, so it relies on people interaction. So we have to do quite a lot of work to ensure that we restrict and limit the people interaction so that we can manage that the virus is not transmitted through our activities. So there are quite a number of things that we've committed and that he has asked me to work on from government point of view. And also there were commitments from the sector, for example, in terms of if they have, what is it that they can do for their workers, support, learning from what mining is doing, the testing and screening upfront. When people are sick, then isolate them, but provide necessary support. So those experiences were shared, and the sector is committed to going back to looking at them.
In as far as the Tourism Relief Fund for SMMEs is concerned, there was a bit of a delay, obviously, in being able to accept applications and make disbursements because of court matters that were brought against your department, which have been set aside by all of the courts that it has been presented to. And now we're in a process where people can apply. Briefly remind listeners and those particularly in the sector, what do they need to qualify for the relief fund that your department is made available?
Yeah, the applications have been coming through. We've received so far about 13,000. I must say, I must comment, we had a min-met actually, where some of the MECs, and fortunately, MEC Manir from Western Cape did indicate that they've been supporting and helping the applicants to be able to process their application in terms of what they need. What we need from people is proof of income, or in terms of proof of their accounts, that you've been running a sustainable business even before COVID to prove that you are in distress based on COVID. You need to provide a registration of CIPC. You need to be tax compliant, so you provide your tax clearance certificate or a PIN that we can be able to access. And I must emphasize, because some people thought that we wanted audited statements. We don't want audited statements. One statement that shows that this is your account, this is the account of the business, and therefore you are operational. For those who are in the accommodation side, we need your registration in terms of your grading. If you are graded, if you had applied, but it was not yet processed, you provide that proof of being having applied. And then we also require a BE certificate, compliance certificate. So it's either it's an affidavit or an indemnity to say you are exempted. Because the categories of what we are looking for mainly would be the people who qualify to be exempted for BE. So they'll have to provide that certificate that they've been exempted. And those are the requirements. It's all those who are in the sector who are applying. Unfortunately, I've received feedback from quite a number of the hunters say that we have not included them, which is not, it's correct, but we've not been able to. There are those that in the informal who do not have formal registration, who are saying they are part of the sector, but they have not been recognized. We've had engagement with them, for example, the tour guides, to try and see what is it that we can do to assist them. But our major issues that would want, because the money is not enough, and even in the engagement yesterday, it was acknowledged that the money is not sufficient for the sector. So would want to see more operation of the activities of the sector so that they can come back to being self-sustainable.
Because I imagine Treasury doesn't really have any more money to give you. 200 million rand at a disbursement of 50,000 once-off grant per entity. That means only 4,000 of those 13,000 applications you've received so far will be able to gain access to that grant, to that fund.
No, definitely. We do note, and I said it this even at the beginning, we knew when we started this that it's not enough. And unfortunately, because what we wanted to do was to try and get businesses not to go out. For example, in the restaurants, if you owned a restaurant and you were paying levies, you were paying rates and taxes, you were paying accommodation, we wanted to caution you at least to have something that can help you in this month, but you are not getting an income so that you can pay those. And unfortunately, the delay has meant some of them have literally had to lose their spots in terms of where they've been selling, making coffee or something, and closing. So the money is not enough. But the broader, for the bigger ones, actually, they can also still benefit from, for example, the credit facility of 300,000 income and below. That can still 300 million, sorry, income and below, they can still benefit out of the credit facility that the president has announced and others that are available in terms of tax the relief and all that. So what we wanted to have was a specific sector financial relief. Unfortunately, with the tax with the financial constraints in the treasury, no income because a lot of people are out of jobs, a lot of people are not having their businesses being able to pay tax, then it means lesser income for us as government. So it means we can't have more money to be able to. But we'll continue to engage with Treasury to see where necessary, because one of my concerns is to say some of these businesses are now closed with no income, and then they are going to require some level of capital to be able to come back once we open. Are we able to find resources to assist them coming back? We've spoken to the big hotels as well to say as they get contracts or clients for quarantine with government or all that, can they try and share with the small guys so that the SMEs as well can benefit? So we're trying our level best to see where we can assist, where we can support. Obviously, not all solutions are already on the table. We'll continue to work closely with the sector as well to be able to find those solutions.
You made reference to the informal sector, I suppose, within the tourism sector and particularly tour guides. The last 2 weeks have been pretty much focused on that because they are neither employees of establishments, meaning they can't gain access to the UIF funding, and they are not establishments themselves, meaning that they won't even be able to apply for this relief fund that you've made available. How soon are you hoping to make any announcements, particularly towards tour guides, but also those involved in the informal elements of tourism?
We actually have tasked the team to give me a report by latest next week. To be able to say to me what is it that we can do for, especially, firstly, I think the solution that the team almost have complete, about to be completed, would be for the tour guide support. I'm hoping by next week we'd have clarity on the resources that we can be able to give them something. The other categories we are still working on. I'm continuing to have meetings to look, because we don't want to provide solutions as well that would not even make an impact or do anything. So as well, learning from the Tourism Relief Fund as well, we want something that will be quicker to disperse so that we don't take long and people remain in distress. So we'll announce in the coming week what are measures that we'll be able to put.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Minister, for your time this morning. Minister of Tourism, Minister Mamaloko Gubai Ngubane.